Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello!
Hello, people of Earth, people of Earth.
People of Earth, welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Steny, and it is episode 673 of the Hucklebug.
Ooh, three!
Ooh, just count to them, I know you won't.
Oh, I know you can't.
Nobody can count that high. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I tried once, didn't get that far.
I do sound a little bit sniffly.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be more about that later, you guys.
I think you sound just fine.
Thanks, darling. I appreciate that. I appreciate you. Let's do some shout-outs. Roar!
Roar!
Roar! Where do we start? We start on the episode with Doug's?
On the episode with Doug. Let me get back to it. Here
we go. Get back to it, baby.
Okay.
Our first shout-out is for Doug. We are
Doug. We are the Doug.
We are the Starcher.
We are the Starcher. We didn't decide.
No, we didn't, did we? Okay, I'll do it.
Well, it's kiddies, so.
It is, that's true, it's kiddies. Doug says, off tomorrow for our longest vacation ever, 29 days, to perhaps three Hawaiian islands. Much love, nation.
Oh, 29-day vacation.
Imagine.
Woo!
I mean, I'm so jealous. I hope you guys are having a wonderful time. Congratulations, Doug.
I know they are.
Little cartoon here of Kitty Cat knocking 2022 off the shelf. That's how I feel about it, too. Fuck you, 2022. Goodbye. Let us scroll up, and there are more shout-outs under our missive.
I've got the Mish.
I also have Mish.
Okay.
Because she's a Creaser.
Creaser night. She says, Happy New Year, Hucklebuggies.
Yay. Thank you, Mish. Appreciate it.
Hasn't sucked so far, you know.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, I guess it's all already right.
Already surpassing 22, so, you know, that's all I hope for.
Yeah. Next shout out is for Dishy One. You're so dishy. You probably think this shout out is about you.
And it is.
She says, Happy New Year, Bet and Steny. If I didn't just wake up from a nap, I might have been able to say something insightful or even interesting. But since I did just wake up, I only have this word salad to offer.
Is that your word of the year? I love a good salad.
I like word salad. Word salad is tasty. Thank you. Thank you for it, Dishy. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you, and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, so it's a word salad.
I was thinking
her word was salad.
No, word salad. I think she means word
Which
salad.
Which is not a bad word for the year if you're going to, you know.
Well, that's true. Salad is a good word for the year. And, you know, salad can involve lots of different kinds of salads as well.
That's right.
It could be tuna salad or
chicken salad.
Right. Our next shout-out.
Waldorf salad.
Good. Next one is for Doug again. We are the Doug. Et cetera.
And he says, Aloha. Oh, wait a minute. Did I just...
No, that's the right one.
No. I just flew my hand and I thought I unplugged my mic.
Okay. Oh, no. I can still hear you. You're good.
Okay. He says, Aloha. And I'm still doing my hand. Lesson for the day. Tan fat looks better.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Doug,
also, reading books made of paper is glorious.
And
he has a picture of his paperback that he's reading while he relaxes in the sun.
The book that Dougie is reading, everybody, is a number one New York Times bestseller. Oh, it's a best-selling author. This might not be the best-selling book, but it's The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. And thank you, Dougie. For that, and our final shout-out this week is for Dishy One.
You're so dishy.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
She says, Doug, I see sunshine and a pool. I hope you're having a marvelous time, Doug.
I bet he is.
Yeah, it looks nice. I mean, you know, it's just a picture
and
of
Miss
a book.
And Miss Lynn, too.
Yes, both of you. But he is in
Well,
he's
it's
in
a picture of a book, but you do see the pool in the background.
You do see the pool in the background. I don't see the sunshine that she sees, but I do see his tanned arm, a little bit of his tanned arm. If you click on the picture and enlarge it, you can see that Doug is wearing board shorts, so he's apparently getting ready to go in the pool, or perhaps has been in. But thank you guys for your shout-outs. We appreciate
Yay!
Getting our 2023 off to a good start.
Coming.
Woohoo! And now we shall move on to movies.
And I think you go first.
Oh, I do go first. I was gonna let you go first, but it is me.
Because I have a short show this week.
Tis me. All right. Well, my movie was one that I knew I needed to buckle down and see quickly before my Amazon Prime account goes away.
Oh.
It is A Special Day by, who is the...
Oh my gosh!
Who's the director?
Oh, who's the director?
Damn it, it's Carlo Vittorio Ponti...
Carlo
Ponti produced it. Ettore Scolari, I think, is his name. But starring Marcello Mastroianni and Sophia Loren. And it's a beautiful movie,
and
just as Beth
since
says.
I just watched Animal House...
Uh-huh.
Today.
Oh, yeah.
Dean Vernon Wormer is in this
Dean
completely
Vernon
Italian movie.
Yes, he is. It was kind of like the time that I saw... Shit, which one was it? I think it's... daggone it. Now I've forgotten. I saw some French film. I was watching some French film in a movie theater with Scotty Dude. And Jodie Foster was in it. And I was like... That French woman looks exactly like Jodie Foster because she spoke flawless French, and I didn't.
Well, you know that's
her.
Where she went to school. She went to high school.
I did not
in French speaking high school.
Well, I did not know that. But anyway, yeah. But you're right. Yeah, Dean Vernon Wormer is.
And your thoughts, please.
Oh,
please.
I very much liked it. I have to say it was surprisingly and a little depressingly still relevant.
Mm.
You know, the idea of, you know, not wanting to make friends with someone because they're an anti-fascist.
Yes.
Because anti-fascist is a bad thing to be in this movie, just like it is apparently today. Apparently to be anti-fascist is bad. Lovely, lovely film. I would say if the only thing that maybe disappointed me is my own fault, because I read a lot about this movie. During the time that, kind of when I first started falling in love with Marcello, I studied up on a lot of his films, and I was never able to find this one. So I read a lot about it. So I knew everything that was going to happen in it, and that becomes a little bit disappointing when you sit down to actually watch it, and you're like, here's all the things.
I did not, yeah.
But you are right about the sepia tones. It's just lovely.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
It looks like black and white most of the time, but you know, then you'll just get just like a little shade of red from somebody's shirt or something.
Oh,
like that.
And the laundry, the scene of the
laundry.
Oh
yeah, the laundry scene.
Oh my god.
It's very nice. It's a very nice film. It's leisurely paced, everybody. So don't sit down expecting to race through it. It is a marathon, not a sprint. But a lovely film. Thumbs up for A Special Day.
Oh, well, thank you for watching.
Una giornata particolare.
Particolare.
Yes. And, big thumbs up for that. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Bette, for the recommendation. And thank you for letting me know it was available on Amazon, because I've been trying to see it for years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
what's your
I
movie?
Have a movie.
All right.
And I'm so sorry, Stans, because it comes from Netflix.
Well, you don't need to be sorry.
But I'm sorry because
I can't see it.
The movie is Glass Onion.
Oh, I do want to see Glass Onion,
which
too.
Is the sequel. It's not a sequel. It's just called Glass Onion, a Knives Out movie.
Right. It's
now
not,
we you know
it's a whole
we both
new mystery
about,
with the same
right.
Guy.
We talked about Knives Out last year and
yes.
How fun it was.
I love Knives Out,
and it stars of course Daniel Craig is
of course
Benoit. Okay, but it has an entire new cast of extremely famous people, just like the first one.
Okay, good.
Kate Hudson, Janelle Murray. Oh God, there's so many. But it has the most unbelievable cameos in it. And I mean, famous people who are never mentioned, but they just show up for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And they're in this movie and it's unbelievable.
Interesting.
But the story, Edward Norton, he's like the second lead behind Daniel Craig. He's kind of Elon Musk in this movie.
Okay, all right.
it's wonderful. I had so much fun watching this. And it goes out to its conclusion. There was one thing I was really kind of about, which at the end, when the big, happens.
Yeah.
It's implausible, but I don't care that it's implausible. The movie was so much fun.
Oh, good.
It's just a great ride. If you have Netflix, people, Glass Onion,
check it out.
So much fun. Especially if you've seen Knives Out.
I'm probably going to re-add Netflix to my list of streaming services once my Amazon has run out, so maybe I will get to it after that.
Yeah.
All right, I have a low light of the week.
Oh, do you ever?
So, I've got COVID, you guys. I am coming to you live with COVID.
We are speaking with an infected person.
Now, don't
people.
Worry. Put your mask on. I have researched this thoroughly, and the CDC has assured me that none of you can get COVID from listening to the show. And none of you have anything to worry about except maybe Marla, because I did spend Wednesday evening with Marla. But I already told Marla. I've been very upfront with people. So what
and
happened
I know
is
Marla, she'll be okay with it.
Of course. Well, she won't like blame me. We tested. So what happened was I hung out with Misha on Monday night, like I always do. And then the next day, late in the day, I got a text from her saying that she'd tested positive for COVID. And I was like, why'd you? Well, she actually sent me a picture of her test, and the bad line was so faint. And I was like, I don't think that's a line. You got a bad, you should test again. I don't think you've got COVID. She's like, and I was like, why'd you even test? Don't you feel well? Because she felt fine Monday night. You know, she wasn't sniffling or anything. Anyway, so she had COVID, and I was like, well, I don't have any symptoms, so I'm not planning to test unless I start to get symptoms. So Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, Marla said, you want to go for a walk? And I said, sure, let's go for a walk after work. We'll go to the mall, we'll go for a walk. And she said, did you hang out with Misha on Monday? And I said, you know what? I did hang out with Misha on Monday. I said, would you like me to test?
And then Marla.
No, not at all. No, Marla saw her on Monday also. She said, let's just both test. So she tested, she's negative. I tested negative. We went for a walk. Thursday. Now, I think by this time on Wednesday, I was like, I never did get that third booster. So I contacted Walgreens and I scheduled an appointment for Thursday evening to go get my third booster and also a shingles vaccine, because my aunt got shingles last year and it looks nasty.
Oh, man.
You guys.
Shingles vaccine is next on my list.
It hurt. My arm still hurts. My arm still hurts. So I went in, I got COVID in, he goes, I'm going to give you COVID in your right arm. And I'm like, don't give me COVID in my right arm, man. Just give me the shot. No, he gave me the booster. He gave me the COVID booster in my left arm and the shingles booster. But I tested again. That's what I was going to say. Thursday, I tested again because I was going in to get my, I was going to see people. I was going to see people face to face. So I thought, I'll test to make sure I'm still all right. I don't want to go in with COVID. Tested Thursday, negative. So I masked up and I went to the Walgreens and I got my booster shot in my left arm and I got my shingles vaccine in my right arm. Friday, I woke up and I felt like shit. But still no fever, no cold-like symptoms. It was just like achy and very tired, like unbelievably tired. And I was like,
those are symptoms.
They are also side effects from getting a vaccine. So I thought, this is just a side effect from my vaccine. But I still, like I say, I tested, still negative. So that was yesterday. This morning, I woke up feeling great, better than I have in a couple of days. A little bit sniffly. I am a little bit sniffly, as you can hear. A little bit sniffly, but other than that, great. I woke up hungry. That's always, you know, that's a positive sign.
Oh, that's a good sign.
You know?
That's right.
And I was like, I felt so good. I'm like, I'm not even going to test today. And then I thought, well, I do have one test left. I guess I'll go ahead and test. And I am positive. So I am. Oh. I have COVID. My advice to everybody is stay negative, people. Stay negative. But hopefully this is as bad as it gets. Because like I said, no fever, no cough, no sore throat. It's just a little bit of a stuffy head. And that's kind of it. Yeah. If this is the worst it gets, then I'm lucky.
Well, and you know, all of those anti-vaxxers out there, and you know, none of you, because we know you're good people.
Of course not.
But those anti-vaxxers, if you've got the vaccinations and the boosters, you'll still get COVID.
You could still get it.
You'll sail through it.
Exactly. It'll be
easier
for
Pat, you. Brian, so many people in my life have gotten COVID and have just gone right through it.
Yep, exactly.
You know, little uncomfortable, but you'll get through it. But, it's not like it was back.
I was scared at the beginning.
But I'm still scared.
I know, but yes, exactly. You're scared in general. I was telling Mish this morning that this is kind of best case scenario COVID for me, because first of all, I don't have anything to do for the next week. I don't have to go anywhere. Right. I don't have to be any place except work, but I can do that from home. I do that from home anyway.
Right.
I don't have to go anywhere. I ordered groceries and had them delivered. I've got a big Omaha Steaks package arriving on tomorrow or Monday, so I've got plenty of food. And like I said, my symptoms are minor. They're very minor. So if it stays mild like this, like I say, best case scenario COVID. If you have to get it, this is the way.
This is the way to do it.
Yep.
That's how we do.
Still, it is a low light because I was just sick. And I told Beth this
too.
I was just bragging to everybody at work on Tuesday. On Tuesday, I was just bragging to everybody at work how I was the only person left who hadn't had it yet. And then boom, I jinxed myself. I don't believe in jinxes, but I totally did. All right, what do you got for us now? I've got
a video of the week, and did you watch it?
I did watch it. It's freaking adorable. So cute.
It is so adorable.
I love it.
I do want to say thank you to my sister Pat for at work yesterday making me and all the girls watch it. And she said, oh, you got to come up here.
I thought YouTube was blocked at the company you work for.
No, we got YouTube all over
the
place.
Nice.
Yes.
I was going to say, you can watch it on your phones.
Yeah, she said, you got to watch this. And so I went up there and said, okay, I'll watch this.
Whatever.
And all I have to say is it is a dog, a kind of Milo-looking dog.
A little bit of a Milo-looking dog.
Watching TV.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to say too much, but he's watching something on TV that will make you just squee with delight.
It's adorable, you guys. You have to watch it.
Yes.
I will leave a link.
Yes.
It's super cute.
If you've ever watched the Kentucky Derby, that's all I'm saying.
Well, that's kind of a spoiler. But yes.
No, it's not. Just watch the dog.
Just watch the ding-dang video, people.
Just watch the damn dog.
All right, let's do... I have an advice column.
Oh, I can't wait. I love them.
This is a new advice column. It's an advice column called Why, Though? And it's in the Oregonian and the advice columnist is Lizzie Acker.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is from... Oh, it's from March. It's not from that long ago.
Okay.
It's from March. But dear Lizzie, I think you'll like this one. Dear Lizzie, my question is a two-parter. First, I am really freaking out. I live in Portland, where we just went through the most terrifying heat wave. It was 3 days of unprecedented high temperatures, and as you probably know, a lot of people died. I see climate crisis unfolding around me and the global pandemic and everything else, and I feel like I am sitting on a few flimsy branches over a deep, deep, dark hole of despair. I want my kids to feel safe and have a future. And I just want to stop being scared all the time. What should I do? Second, can I wear a white dress with a floral pattern to a wedding?
Oh, my God.
Because I have a really cute one and I want to wear it. And she signs it scared but cute.
Oh, my God.
So
I'd like to hear what Lizzie has to say.
Lizzie's answer is really long. But okay. So I want to answer the hard part first, which is, yes, okay. You can wear a white dress with a colorful floral pattern to a wedding. I think you can.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's flowers on it, why yeah. doesn't matter?
Yeah, right. I mean, can't you? Now, this is interesting
because...
Well, you
don't know about bridezillas these days, but I think
true.
It's fine.
I guess it depends on who the bride is and how close you yeah. are to them. If it's somebody you're really tight with, just ask them. I was going to wear this. Is this okay? Can I wear this?
Yeah, right. Just ask.
Just ask first, I think, is fine. Because she does... Lizzie says, I say wear the dress, but it really isn't up to me. And I polled my friends and they heartily disagree with me. So I will say this. If you feel unsure, err on the side of safety and wear something else. Maybe go yes. with a black floral. Well, don't go buy something else. For crying out loud, Lizzie. People can't always go buying new dresses to go to yeah. a wedding. What do you think about that? I mean, there isn't... How do I stop being scared all the time? There ain't no answer to that. Just
no.
I mean, the only answer is just
me,
don't.
People.
I know. Bette's not going to be able to give you any advice. If Bette knew how to stop being scared all the time, she would do it herself.
Well, but, you know, if you're scared all the time, you're not going to worry about wearing a white dress to a wedding.
That's true. I mean, it's clearly she is not so frightened of it that she's worried. I just love that she combined the two questions in one. That made me so happy.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
How do I stop being so scared all the time? What should I do? Second, can I wear a white dress with a colorful floral pattern to a wedding? No. Scared but cute.
Oh.
Lizzie does say, we are in a climate emergency and the people who can do most to mitigate the effects are still more interested in profit than our lives. I've been told to use the word sucks sparingly here, but the other words I could use to describe the situation, I'm not allowed to use at all. Okay. I'm not going to read her whole response. It's really, really long. But she says, you're alive, so there is hope. You have kids. Be present with them and focus on that. Human connection and love are still here.
Did she address the fact that this woman is kind of mentally
no.
disjointed?
No, okay. No, I think she just thought, okay. Well, I got two questions. I'm just going to put them both in one because I probably am not going to get a chance to ask two questions to Lizzie.
No.
Nope, she just says, second, I say wear the dress. She says, these are the things I tell myself so I don't fall into this despair pit forever. People have lived through a lot of very bad stuff. Every day, someone's yeah. kid dies of cancer or drowns or gets hit by a car. Someone's mom leaves them. A house burns down. A man opens fire at a grocery store. Your options after your world is destroyed are to die or keep going. So keep going. I disagree with that, though. If your options, if your world... I mean, like, I always see these movies, these post-apocalyptic movies, and, you know, you hear people kind of fantasize about how they would survive in the case of a nuclear winter. I'm like, I don't want to survive a nuclear winter. I don't want to. What happens if I lose my glasses? I can't survive a nuclear winter, you guys. I won't be able to see anything. I don't want to be one of the survivors.
That's one of those things. You want to live. Yeah. Do you want to live like that?
Not like that. Know? I don't want to be one of the people. I don't want to be the person who survives the big event. I'm not interested.
Yes. Well, you know, Twilight Zone, time yeah. enough at last.
Right.
You'll lose your glasses.
And again, yeah. I mean, I have a few different pairs, you know, just pouring them up. Oh God. Something I saw on Reddit the other day. Somebody said, What if you had braces? You know, and the apocalypse comes. How do you get them off? How would you get them off? You can't make an orthodontist appointment after the
You'll
apocalypse.
You'll have the straightest teeth ever, people.
Well, they will eventually become crooked because they're just going to keep pushing.
Right.
They're
going to
push
gonna
further
keep
back.
Going in. That's right.
That'd be terrible.
You'll look like David Bowie with his two front teeth pushed.
Oh,
in.
Bowie. Anyway, that's the advice column today.
Yes.
Yeah, primarily I included it because she had the dress question. That was the best part. Let's do your rules, baby.
I have a you rule.
I want to hear about it.
And it came just today. Mm-hmm. And it is for the wonderful brother-in-law, Brian.
Brian.
Who could be Brian, if you speak correctly.
If you pronounce it that way.
Or if you're people who misspell, it's Brain, which we also call him. But Brian, today was the memorial service for his mother. She passed away in November, but the memorial service was today.
Right.
And it was lovely. It was beautiful. But that he could do this, I had no idea. You know, I just came and sat there and watched. But after the opening and the first hymn, he came out and they said he would do a reading.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up to the lectern and he read something. Well, first of all, he talked about Arch and Jobiel. Jobiel is the past. They had been married 67 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was talking about the love of people who have been married that long, just like my folks. But he said he found something on their 40th anniversary that he had written when they threw a party for them. And he said, you know, this was back in the early 90s, and we all loved David Letterman. And at the party, I read something called the top 10 list of why Arch loves Jobiel and why Jobiel loves Arch.
Aww.
So there were two top 10 lists. And they were so funny and so sweet. And that he could just get up there and be so composed and talk to the people there, just like, well, they were friends to him, friends and family. But if I would have had to have spoken at either of my parents' funerals, I would have been a heaving mass of jelly.
Yes.
He was just wonderful. And I was so happy to see him afterwards and tell him how fucking cool that was.
Good for Brian. Yay, Brian. Sorry again about your mom, Brian. Woo. I have two you rules this week.
Yes.
My first you rule is for Bet Elizabeth K. Bowles. Woo.
Me?
Yes, you. Yes, you.
What the hell did I do?
Well, your Christmas presents showed up, finally.
Oh!
Well, I was away. I was away and my mail was held.
With no tags, of course.
That's correct. They showed up with no tags. Hang on, though. This is a pretty good story. So, so I was away and I had the mail held over Christmas. And then it was supposed to all get delivered, like, Monday, I thought. And I went to the mail on Monday. And I got, you know, like two things. And I was like, well, that doesn't seem like a lot. I was away for a week and a half. And then I didn't bother checking the mail again until Thursday. Because I don't check the mail that often, you guys. I don't get a lot of mail. And what I do get is usually junk. So I didn't bother. When I went on Thursday and picked up the mail, and I happened to be texting Mish. Because in addition to your presence, in addition to your presence, I got a jury summons. Which I was not happy about.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
And a bill for $200 from the glaucoma specialist I saw last year. So that also was not happy. It didn't make me happy. But then I had two packages from Amazon. I happened to be texting Mish about getting the jury summons. And offhandedly mentioned to her, I also received a fan from Amazon.com, which I didn't order. I don't think I ordered it. I'm going to have to double check my orders. And she said, that's from Bet. I think I did say, maybe it's a Christmas present, but there's no tag with it. And she said, that's from Bet.
Yes.
Because she, so I want to give Mish a you rule also for helping solve the mystery.
That you rule is from Mish because the things that I bought, I thought were kind of meh, you know.
No, they're lovely.
So I messaged both Marla and Mish. Marla said, go to Mish. Mish gave me that idea.
Yep. So what Bet got me, you guys, she got me a t-shirt that says Bird Nerd. And I'll be honest, I haven't identified all of the birds on this yet. There's a pelican. There's a great blue heron. There's a mallard, there's a harlequin duck, and there's a goldfinch. But there's several other birds on there that I'm not sure what they are. One of them is a hummingbird of some kind. But a lovely shirt, which I will wear when I'm birding, of course. And then a fan for my bedroom because as Mish calls it, we are having a hot girl winter. Mish and I are going through menopause at the same time, you guys. This is a lovely thing for two best friends.
Good luck, girls.
So, yeah, I do need a fan for the bedroom.
You'll just get through it, I promise.
Yep, I'm taking my supplements. But anyway, that's what's going on. But I wanted to give you a U Rule bet for the presents. They're lovely and wonderful and useful. And Mish, U Rule also for helping solve the mystery. Because I was like, I opened the bird nerd shirt. And I'm like, this is definitely a present. I was like, maybe mom, maybe Stacy. Because again, no tag. But Stacy sent all my presents to dad's house. So I didn't think it was from Stacy. Yeah. So thank you, Bet. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mish, for giving me that great idea.
They're great ideas. You did a lovely job. You did good. Yes. All right, so gang, that is our show this week. Our really big shoe.
A really big shoe.
Oh man, I'm sorry I made you turn off Lawrence Welk, because now we'll never know if they did in the cool.
We'll never know. Evening. It's now 7:05, so it's done.
It was Hoagie Carmichael night on the Lawrence Welk show, you guys.
I know. It had to have ended with Up a Lazy River by the
Probably, yes. Unless it ended with In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening.
Of the evening.
Tell them I'll be there. I love that one. That's a good one.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A.
Is that him too?
I got a gal. That's Kalamazoo? That's Hoagie.
Is it really?
That's not from the Glenn Miller medley we played.
No.
So that is definitely Hoagie.
I mean, Glenn Miller made it famous, but he didn't write most of his songs. He wrote Moonlight Serenade or whatever it was. But he didn't write most of them.
I'm sure Kalamazoo is Hoagie.
I did not know that.
Well, you know, Hoagie wrote every song.
He did. He wrote,
I Want to Hold Your Hand. Come on.
I'm pretty sure Hoagie Carmichael is the greatest American songwriter of all time. I'm not joking. He's my number one.
Oh, he is number one.
Although, the other day, not the other day, probably about a month ago, Mish said that America's greatest living songwriter is Paul Simon. Do you agree?
Living songwriter.
American. I think it probably is.
American. Okay.
Living American songwriter. I think you'd have
God, to, Paul Simon.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a better one, I think.
Paul Simon could be it.
Could be it, right? Because,
you know,
I
think of Elvis, but he's not American.
No.
And I think of Roger Miller, the most underrated songwriter, but he's passed.
Or McCartney-Lennon, but they're both English.
But they're both English.
And one of them's dead.
Yeah. American songwriter.
Living American songwriter. I think it probably is Paul Simon.
I think
he's
it
probably
could
right.
be Paul
Bob
Simon.
Bob Dylan, maybe. You could maybe say, you could
oh,
make a
Bob.
Case.
Oh, Bob! No, no, it's got to be Bob. It's got to be Bob.
All right.
Worst singer, but greatest songwriter.
I was just going to say, you can make a case for Bob Dylan. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
fine. He's not my
I'm
cup of tea.
I'm going Bob Dylan.
He's not my cup of tea.
Don't judge me.
I do not judge you.
I'm glad you said that. I would
Mish,
never thought
Mish
of
will
it.
Judge you, though, because, boy, does she hate Mr. Tambourine Man. I'll tell you what. She thinks that's the stupidest song ever written.
Subterranean Homesick.
That one's great. Yeah, I know. But you got to have more than one good song, though.
You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there a better line in songdom than that?
I'm
sure you all will think of
it. Yeah, I can't answer that question off the top of my head.
And so we put it to you people. Is there a better song line than that?
Than that? Leave it in the comments if you think of one, won't you? I can't believe we got through the entire holiday period and not one lyrics quiz for Mike.
I know.
I've got the hump at him. I've got the hump at him.
Oh.
All right, gang, that's our show this week. Again, I assure you, you cannot get COVID from listening to me talk. But possibly Marla could because I spent time with her on Wednesday.
Oh, bless her heart.
Well, she spent time with Mish, too. So, you know, she spent time with Patient Zero as well as me. But, you know, Mish and I shared food, you know, so that's like spent prolonged period of time in a small space together. So that's probably how it happened.
And you know what? If Marla would happen to come up with COVID.
Yeah.
She's going to rock it like nobody's business.
Yeah, you're right.
She'll find a way to make it work.
She will be better at having COVID than any of the rest of us, won't she? She'll
turn it into a party.
She will definitely find a way. All right, gang, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Hucklebug. Till next time, yes. I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. I love you.
I'm not going to blow any kisses because I got the COVID. Bye.
I will.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
Just play the damn song, trumpeters.